This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It has been a devastating week for the residents of Yarnell, Arizona. The entire town has been evacuated after a raging wildfire destroyed hundreds of homes and took the lives of 19 firefighters there. One member of the community, Yarnell Church Pastor Paul Jones, has been counting the seconds until he can reunite with his community and offer refuge for those needing relief. And he joins me now. Hello, Pastor.
Hello, Todd.
It has been a terrible day since we heard of the death of 19 firefighters. How are people there coping?
Grief is hard to explain or hard to deal with, and it's just taking hold now. I was in attendance with the memorial service yesterday, sponsored by Congressman Gosar, for the 19 firefighters who died. The response of the community of Prescott from where these firefighters came was incredibly great. The grief that will be felt over these next weeks and months is hard to describe at this point. Many of my parishioners have lost their homes. Mine is still standing at this point. The way that I'm getting information is basically from a son of mine who is on the fire line who calls me after the morning briefings. The fire is still out of control. Until it is mastered, we cannot get back in. And as you said, I am extremely anxious to get back to my community.
There are still images on television of what I assume is the community meeting, the memorial that you described. We're seeing those images of grief-stricken families. It's heartbreaking.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And the shock is still the most powerful effect of it right now. The true grief is yet to set in.
Is there any indication, Pastor Paul Jones, of when residents of Yarnell can start to return? You mentioned the fire is still out of control, but I don't know how far away it is from the town there.
We don't know at this point. The fire continues to move between Yarnell and the village of Peoples Valley, which is 3 miles north. The fire is moving along the hillside, the base of the hills, and in the valley floor below. I am 30 minutes away now in another village, and I'm looking in the direction. It looks like there may have been some rain there during the night. I pray that to be so. Our area is extremely dry. The only caution that we have is when thunderstorms begin to come in now, that the lightning will be more significant than the precipitation and cause more fires.
Pastor Jones, I have to ask you about faith. It must be very difficult. I know that you're thankful for the people who are safe and for the fact that your son is safe since he's a firefighter, but faith has to be pretty hard given such a tragedy in your community.
This community is made up greatly of retired folks. They have come here from all over the country. They represent everyone from retired university professors to farmers and ranchers. They have an incredibly strong faith. They are all shaken, obviously, by all of this, but already I'm receiving emails and phone calls that reflect the faith that they have that we will be able to rise from this and we will be able to rebuild. Our greatest concern right now is not for what we have lost materially, but for what we have seen happen to the families of the hotshot crew who perished in the fight of this fire. Faith is important to this community, and it will see us through.
Of all those phone calls and text messages that you get, Pastor Jones, I know that the one you get from your son each day when he's done with work is the best one you get.
It is indeed. He is the person who is most vehement about me not showing back up over there. He loves his dad, and he doesn't want me to get hurt. So we had a discussion yesterday, and we finally determined that we were both very stubborn people, but very much in love with each other.
Well, all I can say is hang in there. Pastor Paul Jones, we're thinking about you here on the East Coast. Pastor Paul Jones is pastor of Yarnell Church in Arizona. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Todd.